How is everyone this morning? Can you stay standing, please, for one sec? And can you high five again your neighbor and tell him, I love to see you today at church? And if you could turn around to your other neighbor and say, I'm sorry for ignoring you. I still love you, and I'll treat you to lunch today for ignoring you. Just kidding. It's just a great privilege and an honor to be able to preach the word this morning. Before you take a seat, we usually don't preach in English, so I'm thinking in Spanish right now and trying to preach in English, so be very patient with me this morning. I'll try my best to be able to communicate what God wants us to learn this morning. And we're just a couple from Colombia doing the ministry there, doing what God has called us to do in Colombia, and we're very grateful and honored to be able to do what God has called us to do. And we're very thankful with Pastor James and Sarah for opening the doors of this church. Not even knowing us, they opened the doors to your church. So we're very grateful, honored to be a part of what God is doing here in Hope City. I think and I know and I believe that you're in the best church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I hope that is true for you. I believe it for you. And I hope you're connected to this church to see what God is doing through this church and to be able to bless this city in a miraculous way. Amen. So you can take your seat now. And we're going to open the Bible, go right into the Word. There's so much I want to say with so little time. And every time we come to the States, we're just so privileged and honored to see what God is doing in this country. God is moving all over the world, yes, but I believe that God is still moving in the States. Even with many things happening in your country, God is still God of the U.S., amen? And He hasn't abandoned this country, and He will not abandon this country because He has a great purpose for what God wants to do through the U.S., and to be able to impact the world wherever the message may run and go. Amen. So know that we are praying for you guys, that you live in a very blessed country. And I know that the States has a great, trae mucho fruto. It will bring much fruit in these end times. Amen. And the title of my message is fairly simple, maybe a little funny, but I called it Slow Down. Can everybody say with me, Slow Down? Slow Down. So I have the tendency when I preach and I get very excited, I tend to speak very fast. So I'll try to vocalize as much as I can to be able to you better understand what I'm saying. And with that, a second thing happens when I tend to speak very fast and preach, I tend to spit a lot. So there's a lot of saliva that comes from my mouth. So if you feel anything, it's not the Holy Spirit, it's my saliva probably reaching your seat this morning. Amen. If you brought an umbrella, glory to God, that will help you this morning. Amen. So why slow down? Laura always tells me that I have a problem because I'm always in a hurry. I always want to do everything fast. I always want to be at the next meeting, at the next place, at the next meal. When I'm having breakfast, I'm always thinking about lunch because lunch is always the best part of the day, especially when you have Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is God's perfect will manifested in a sandwich here on earth. And it's amazing to eat and to be able to have communion. But I'm always thinking about the next thing. The next thing I have to do. The next meeting. The next phone call I need to do. The next conversation I need to have. And I'm always in a hurry. I'm always wanting the next thing instead of concentrating on what I am living on right now. And the next thing is always more important in my life than what I am doing now. I'm not saying that being here is not important, but my mind is always thinking about the next thing. Can somebody say the next thing? And this morning, I want to challenge us, maybe teach us a little about slowing down in life. Maybe it doesn't sound very spiritual, but you'll understand the gist of it by the end of the sermon. But I want us as Christians, as fellow members of this church, to be able to understand that there is one thing that is above and more important than everything that happens in your life. That even though you have a job, even though you have a family, even though you have a marriage, even though you have kids, above all of those things, there is one thing that is far more important than anything you're doing in your life right now. Amen. Can somebody say slow down? So I have the tendency to be in a hurry, afan. In Spanish is afan, in a rush, every day of my life. And I've gotten to the point in my life where I have to really invest in what is really important in my life. So God has called me to be in the ministry, yes. God has called me to preach the gospel. But I have to understand and know that He is the most important thing I have in my life. That even though I have a pulpit, I have a ministry, I travel around the world and praise God and glory be to God, there is one thing that is far more important, and it's to be at His feet. It's to be at His presence. It's to be able to worship Him. It's to be able to give everything that I am so that He can be able to do everything He wants to do in my life every day of my life. Amen. And now God has worked in this area of my life by giving me a esposa, a spouse, a wife that takes very, very, very long to leave the house, to get ready, to take a shower. So I'm always in a rush, and then Laura takes all the time she needs to be able to get ready. And it frustrates me a little, just a little. I do not lose my temper waiting for her so she gets ready with all that she needs to do. And now we're expecting our first daughter, and I can't imagine two girls. I can't imagine two girls getting ready at the same time. It's like God wants me to learn, like to slow down in my life. But even though she takes more time and I take less time to get ready, I've understood in my life that even though there's a lot of things happening, that I have to do a lot of chores, obligations, I have to work, I have a job I need to attend to, a family I need to cultivate, even though I have all these things happening in my life, there is always, and there has to be, only one thing that supersedes, that exceeds everything else I'm doing in my life, and it's to be able to spend time with the Lord. That even though I'm occupied, even though I'm busy, even though I have to do a bunch of stuff, I want you to understand this morning that there is one thing that's far more important than anything that is happening in your life. I'm not saying that your life is not important. You are important, praise God. Your marriage is important. Your job is important. Everything is important, but there is one thing that is more important than all of these things placed together, and it's to be able to spend time with the Lord. Can you tell your neighbor, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down? And we all have fallen into this some way or another. We always want to be busy. We feel that we are doing something when we are busy. We feel better when we're doing chores, we're doing stuff, where we have a job, we have a family. I understand all these things are important, but I want you and us to understand the value of spending time with the Lord. That it's not only something you do on Sunday morning, but spending time with the Lord is something you do every day of your life. That even though you understand the heart behind this, you'll want to spend more time with the Lord. There's something funny about spending time with the Lord. It doesn't happen with our natural body, but every time you have lunch and you're very hungry for that lunch, you eat that food and you're satisfied after having lunch, right? Unless you're a weird person, but normal people, when you eat, you're full and you're done. But with the Lord, it doesn't work that way. with the Lord is you spend time with Him, He fills you up, and immediately you want more. Has it happened to someone else? That you're so in love with the Lord and His presence, you're so in love with what He's doing in your life, that you just want to spend more time with Him. And the more time you spend with Him, the more time you want to be with Him. And my desire this morning is to create in you the desire, el anhelo, the longing to be able to seek more of who He is. That He is not a mere God sitting in a throne far, far, far away. No, He lives in you and He wants to spend time with you. And He wants you to be able to have a connection with Him deeper than your spouse, deeper than your kids, deeper than your job, deeper than the money you have. He wants you, say, or He wants Him to be the most important thing in your life. Yes. Amen. And something I've learned about seeking and searching and spending time with the Lord is that He'll give you things that money cannot buy. Yeah. Hmm. He'll show you things that money cannot buy. He'll reveal things of the Word. He'll show you verses. He'll show you passages. He'll speak things to your spirit that money cannot buy. More things that are more valuable than all of the gold, than all of the silver that exists on this planet. God will show you things that money cannot buy. I have a couple phrases I brought for you. That's how I like to preach, and I hope it helps you this morning. Someone anonymous, I do not know who said this, but I like what he said or what she said. Like always, what's urgent leaves no time for what's important. And this is how many times, como muchas veces, you see my Spanish wants to preach this morning. A lot of times, what is urgent in our lives does not leave room for what is important. And the fact that we are so caught up in so many things in our life, we have the tendency to leave God on the last thing in the list of our days. But God does not want to be number two, number three, number four, or even the last one. He wants to be number one. Actually, Matthew 6:33 says, buscad primeramente el trono de los cielos. Seek first. Seek first. So what does that mean? If there's a first, there has to be a second, a third, a fourth. He's not saying only seek me. No, he says seek me first. So your family is still important. Coming to church is still important. Working on your marriage is still important. Your job is important. All of those things are important. But seek first what? Seek first the kingdom. And then it says, todas las cosas vendrán en añadidura. And all what will come in? What's the word in English? It will be added unto you. Amen. All these things will be added unto you. The more we seek, the more we want to spend time with the Lord. So like always, the urgent stuff, the day-to-day tasks don't leave enough time for what is really important. There is something about having so much time or doing so many things that hinders our walk with the Lord. Enoch was able to walk with the Lord for 300 years, not settling for what he experienced the year before or the day before. Enoch was so in love with the Lord that he wanted to spend every second of his days with him, with the Lord. And he spent 300 full years at Jesus' feet, at the Lord's feet, to be able to spend time with him. Is God that important to us this morning? I hope He is. I hope you're longing to spend time with Him. That it's not only a Sunday thing when we come to church, but Monday we seek Him. Tuesday we seek Him. Thursday we seek Him. Friday, Saturday, every day we want to spend time with the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I want to read this passage quickly. 4 verse 6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So it says, do not worry about what? Anything. Do not worry about anything. The things of this world, the things of your daily lives, your occupation, your job, whatever. It says, do not worry about anything. Why? Because when you tell God what you need and give Him thanks for all that He's done, it says you will experience peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. In other words, the more time you spend with Him, the less anxiety you'll have. Isn't that what it says? The more I get to spend time with the Lord, the less worry or worrisome I'll be with the things of this world. My second phrase that I brought this morning, the urgent, what's urgent, drowns out what is important. The things, our daily tasks, drowns what is really important. Many times we forget to read the word, or many times we forget to pray even, because we have let the daily things, the daily tasks, to take time of what God wants to do in our lives. Do not let the urgent drown out what is important. Do not let the devil come and steal the seed that God has is planted in your heart. Do not let the things of this world take what God has planted in your heart. Church, I want you to understand this morning the importance of being able to spend time with Him. That He is not number two, not number three, but He is number one. God is like Chick-fil-A. He's number one always. Amen. When we grew up with my siblings and myself, we always wanted to enjoy ministry. So that's why I try to be joyful in ministry, because we've heard so many stories about how bad ministry is. And we just want to take a good time or have a good time while we preach. Amen. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says this, may God's peace and mercy be all upon who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. What does this mean? It says, may God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. Principle of what? Of Him being the most important person or thing in your life. That when you put God first on the throne of your heart, you understand that God is not a thing. God is not a faraway God, but God is the closest person you'll ever have. God doesn't forsake us. God doesn't abandon us. He is closer than the air you breathe. He is closer than the oxygen in your lungs. God is, and He will always be present when you need Him. He is a prayer away. He is just so close, closer than what you'll ever need in your life. You do not need one more counsel session with your pastor or a psychologist. You need a dose of what God wants to deposit in your life, and He wants to pour His glory. He wants to pour out His presence in your life, and you'll start to see a change in your life the closer you get to Him. Now, coming to church for counseling, that's great. That's awesome. That's why we're here. But many people have, or we have, the tendency to hold on to men instead of God. Huh. We spend too much time, number three or third phrase, on what's urgent and not enough time on what's important. You understand, if you spend more time on what's really important, the urgent will happen automatically. The best investment of time you could do is investing your time in the Lord. If you want God to maximize your time, invest it in Him. Wow. Yeah. That happened to me when I went to college. I went to college several years ago. I had to work. I was studying at Rhema in back home. I had a girlfriend back then, which is not Laura. That's another story. That's another story to tell. I had many responsibilities. And I remember I made the decision in my heart to not let those things I had to do take my time with the Lord. And throughout those 5 years while I was in college, I used to spend a lot of time with the Lord. And I always had extra time because everything else fell into order or fell into place when I put God first in my life. And I had a job, I had a girlfriend, I had to go to church, I had to study, I had projects I needed to do, but I understood and I saw it with my own eyes. If I put God first, the rest of the things will fall into place. But we have the tendency to try to fix everything, to do everything, to run here, run there, do this, do that. And then if I have extra time, I'll read my word. If I have extra time, I'll pray a little. If I have extra time, I'll come to church. No, God has to be the most important thing in our lives, in your life. Do not let anything of this world take God's position in your heart. We spend too much time on what's urgent and not enough time on what's important. Invest your time in what is important. You will be more productive in your life if you invest your time in the right person. God will maximize your time like never before. What would take you to do in 5 years, and listen to this, what would take you to do in 5 years, God can do it in a matter of minutes. What has taken us years to accomplish, if we would just only put God first in our hearts, God can do that in 5 minutes. God can change that situation in a heartbeat. God can restore whatever you need to be restored in a heartbeat. Our responsibility, nuestra responsabilidad, is to be able to let God sit as number one in our hearts and let Him do what only He can do. Nothing that this world may offer can do what God can do. Not a relationship, not a drug, not food, not a job, not a college, not a university. Nothing can compare like having God first in our lives. And if you've really experienced the Lord, man, there's nothing like Him. There's no drug, there's no alcohol, there's no cigarette. There's no nada, nada. Can you say nada?
Nada.
Good Spanish, good. Nothing can compare to Him. Matthew 22, verse 37. I hope I'm on track with time, Pastor. Matthew 22, verse 37 says, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your what? Heart, all your soul, and all your mind." So Jesus takes it a step further. It's not only to think about Him. It's not only to come to church on Sundays. But God has to be everything we have in our lives. That when we love the Lord, it says, love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Jesus is encouraging us to love the Lord with everything that we are. Every word we say, everything that we see, everything that we hear, God wants to be the most important thing in our lives. But we've let the minutia, the small things of life to be a distraction of what God wants to do in us. Like I said before, our jobs are important. Your job is important. Your marriage is important. Your family is very, very, very important. But none of those things are more important than God. I don't like to hear that. I'm about to smack myself. I don't want to. We do not like to hear those things. But Jesus is telling us, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. In other words, love Him with everything that you are. Everything that you have, love the Lord. Must the urgent be done? My fourth phrase this morning. Must the urgent be done? Yes. You need to work? Yes. You need to go to college? Yes. You need to take care of your kids? Yes. You need to take care of your spouse? Yes. All of those things are a yes. But, can everybody say but? The urgent cannot replace what's important. God needs us to understand and wants us to understand that He is the most valuable thing. Where would we be? ¿Dónde estaríamos nosotros if He wouldn't have saved us? Where would you be now, Sunday morning, if it weren't for the blood of Jesus? If it weren't for the cross, where would it be? I don't know where I would be, but I wouldn't be here Sunday morning. But He rescued me. He bought me for a price. He shed His blood for you and me. And now I can come here and worship Him with all that I am, with all that I have, because I understand that without Him, I am nothing. Without God, I am nothing. And I, entre God, will give my life, all the days of my life, in worship, in adoration, because I am so grateful of what He has done for me. Amen. Most of the things, now, Dwight Eisenhower, the 34th president of the United States of America, said this: most of the things that are urgent are not important, and the things that are important are not urgent. Now, do you think that President Eisenhower was a busy man? Obviously, right? Being the president of the U.S., the best and the most wonderful country that's ever existed on the face of the earth. Amen. I love the U.S. because it is my home. I'm guessing he's a very, very, very busy man. And if the 34th president of the U.S. was able to say this, I think we can say the same thing about our life. That if most things that are urgent are not that important, and the things that are important are not that urgent. So like I said, our things in life are important, yes. But we can maybe lay off those things and concentrate on what is really important. God deserves all of our time. God deserves everything that we are. He is and should be the most important thing in our life. And I want to end with this story in Luke chapter 10, verse 41. It says this: but the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." So the context of this story is Marta y Maria, Martha and Mary. Jesus comes into their house. Martha is worried about the details, the food, the family, the chores, the dishes, the house, the whatever, the job, the college, the university, whatever it can be. And she was worried about all the details. And then Mary, on the other hand, instead of helping her sister, she decides to do what was less convenient to do on that moment, and was to sit at Jesus' feet. Being less convenient doesn't mean it's less important. And she sat at her feet. And then Martha's on the other room trying to do everything, the food, preparing fried chicken and whatever, and the mashed potatoes and the green beans. And she was going to have a Thanksgiving dinner, and it was going to be amazing. And then Jesus tells her, Martha, 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 Martha. There's only one thing that's important, and it's to be right here. The rest, the urgency, the urgent things can wait. But this cannot wait. The fried chicken can wait, yes. The hobby, whatever, can wait. But this cannot wait. The highest place you can be is to be at the feet of Jesus. The highest place. We can anhelar, long for fame. We can long for money. We can long for big positions in life. We can long to be in la cúspide, in the highest mountain of society. We can long for these things, but I hope that your soul longs to be at the feet of Jesus. That the lower we are, the better. That the more we spend time with Him, the better. The more I can read my Bible, the better. The more I can pray, the better. The more I can worship, the better. Because I understand that God is not only the God of my pastors, but He is my God. That God is not only Danny's God, Laura's God, Sarah's God. No. He's my God. And He has redeemed me. He has saved me. He has healed me. He has blessed me. He has given me what I need. And if He has done that for me, I am worthy, and He is worthy to receive everything that I am. Él es merecedor of everything I am. He is deserving of everything that I do, that I live to worship Him, that I live to magnify Him, that I live to praise Him every day of my life. The Passion Translation says this: the Lord answered her, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her." So the question is, how distracted are we? It's not that the rest of things are not important. Like I said, they are important. But sometimes what we think is important has distracted us at being at Jesus' feet. And Jesus said, Martha, take it easy. Slow down. Slow down. There's no need to rush right now. There's no need to do all of these things. No, slow down. Well, let's spend some time together. And I'll promise you, I'll help you to make that food. I'll help you to get that job you need. I'll help you to restore your marriage. I'll help you get to where you need to get as long as you are here. And if the band could come up, please, so I can start closing. If not, we'll stay here to 6 p.m. The contemporary English version says this on this same verse: the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things, but the only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is best." And look what Jesus says: "And it will not be taken away from her." Spend more time with God than in your problems. Huh. Did somebody hear that this morning? Spend more time with God than in your problems. We have the tendency to be thinking every time, I need to do, I'm worried. The doctor said this about my health. My banking account says I do not have money. Whatever it's happening in your life, remember, the more time you spend with God, He'll take care of those other needs you'll have. The more time you spend with Him here, He'll take care of the problems in your house. He'll take the problems of your marriage, of your circumstances, of your job. The more time you spend with Him, the more He'll take cuidado, care of you. Amen. Bernadette Devlin said this: "The will of God will never take you where His grace will not protect you. To obtain what is worth having," this is so good, "it may be necessary to lose everything else." Once again, to obtain what is worth having, it may be necessary to lose everything else. What do we need to lose in our lives to be able to sit at His feet? What do we need to let go to be able to hold on? Let go and let God. Have you heard? Have you seen those images, those pictures? Let go. Many times God wants to bless us. He wants to give us so many things. But our hands are so full of things that we can't grab what He wants to give us. So we have to let go and let Him do what He wants to do in our lives. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, "The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple." We need to create more hunger for Him. We must desire Him above everything else. If we want to see more, we need to provoke more. We many times stop the move of God with our lack of expectation. Rise up your expectation this morning, and you'll start seeing more of God's glory in your life, more of His presence, more of His anointing, more of His power in your life. So I want to encourage you this morning. And if we have just the piano, sorry about that. If this morning I want you to hear my heart and hear my words. We have a lot of things to do in life, yes. But I wish and I espero that God is the most important thing in your life. Not only with words, it's easy to say, God, you are the number one. You are the most important. It's easy to say with our mouth, but our actions need to align with that this morning. That we need to seek Him above everything else. That we never lose wonder. That we never lose the awe that we have for Him. That our tallest place, our highest place, like I said, is to be at His feet this morning. So a Colombian that is 31 years old came to tell you this morning, God is and should be the most important thing in our lives. And that He wants us to spend more time with Him. That He wants us to be able to be at His feet. That que no se queden palabras, that it's not only words, but that we may do it with our lives, with everything that we do. That we may raise holy hands in His presence. That like a deer pants for water, says in the Bible, that our soul longs for Him. That even when it's dry in this world, it's like a desert, it's dry. The sun is hitting hard. Even though we live in a world that seems like a desert, that we may long for the anointing, for the presence, for the glory of God. That even though I have to do a bunch of stuff, God is and will be the most important thing in my life. That He will not be the most important thing of my mom or only my dad, but He will become the most important thing in my life. That I will seek Him and search Him all the days of my life. That I will spend one day in His house is better than a thousand elsewhere. That I do not care what this world can offer. I do not care what I can intercambiar or have from this world. I only desire one thing, and is to spend time with the Lord. I wish you understood, and I wish you understand this morning, that God wants us to spend more time with Him. So if you could stand to your feet this morning. I do not have much else to say. And I hope I was accurate this morning. And I hope it blesses you as much as it blessed me this morning. Just remember and remind yourself, who is the most important person in your life? Is God the most important thing? Is your job the most important thing? I do not know. And you do not need to answer. It's a conversation you need to have with God. Hey, God, are you the most important thing in my life? Am I too distracted like Martha? Am I doing so many things that I've lost sight of what is really important? And with every eye closed this morning, I want you to make this prayer before the Lord. You're there, and it's between you and the Lord. Like David said, examine my heart, O God. What are the things that are a distraction in your life right now that do not let you spend more time with the Lord? I hope that the Holy Spirit reveals in you the things that we need to change and things that we need to remove, maybe, so that God can be the most important thing. So right now, in your own words, I cannot pray for you. You ask the Lord, Lord, examine my heart. What do I need to change? What do I need to adjust? What do I need to do to be able to spend more time with you? Where are the areas in my life that I need to slow down? That I need to slow down to be able to encounter you every day of my life? I do not want to live on an encounter I had several years ago. I want to experience God every day of my life. So Father, en esta mañana, Padre, te doy gracias. I give you thanks, Father, for your word that has been spoken, that will treasure it in our hearts. And Father, this morning I just pray that your Spirit may speak to us, that we will not only be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of this word, that we will long to seek you like that deer pants for that water. We, our soul, our lives long for more of you. We are not satisfied. We do not want to be satisfied. We do not want to be complacent, but we want more. We desire much more. We honor your presence. We honor your glory. We honor everything that you are. And the more we seek you, the more we'll see fruit in our lives. The more we'll see your glory. The more we'll see things we've never seen before. We'll read the word differently. We'll pray differently. We'll encounter things in the Spirit that we've never experienced before. We'll go deeper. We'll go higher. And we'll see you for who you really are. So Father, do what you want to do in our lives. Do what you need to do. Even help us take what we need to take, rip out what needs to be ripped out, so that we could stand and sit at your feet like Mary. We want to be like Mary. Father, we honor you. We bless you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you can just raise your hands, and if there's a song you guys could sing very quickly, we could just worship him this morning. That with your own words, with your own song, whatever it is, but just worship him. If you can do it at church, it's a good practice ground to be able to do it back home. And if you could just pour out your heart to him and say, God, you are the most amazing. You are the most important. You are worthy. You are good. You are faithful. You are everything that I need. Gracias, Padre. Gracias, Jesús.
Gracias, Padre. As the deep panteth for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desires, and I long to worship you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Can you sing it out this morning?
To you alone.
you alone. Father, we honor you. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You are the most important. You are the desire of our hearts. And here, Father, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, there is a church that desires you above everything else, desires you above anything we have or anything we could possibly get. You are the most important. You are the reason why we breathe. You are the reason why we're here. You are the reason why we worship. So Father, in advance, we give you thanks for everything you've done and will keep doing in our lives, that we will not leave this place the same way we came in, but we will leave with answers. We will leave having a deep desire to spend more time with you, that it's not only a Sunday thing, but it's an everyday thing. So Father, we just place you as number one in our hearts. And it's not words we say or words we sing, but it's a lifestyle we have, is an encounter, a daily encounter with you. So Father, sow this seed in every heart this morning, that it falls on good ground, that it may bear much fruit, even 30, 60, even 101-fold. We honor you. We give you thanks, Father. You are the most important person in our lives. We magnify you. We honor you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you lift your hands one more time and just thank him? Just give him thanks. Thank you, Father. You've been so good to me. You've been so faithful. Thank you, Father, for sending your son to die for me. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for dying on that cross for me. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for giving me peace. Thank you for giving me joy. Thank you for everything you have given me, for my family. Thank you for my job. Thank you for everything, Father. We're just so grateful. We're so thankful for everything you've done and will keep doing in our lives. Gracias, gracias, gracias. And from this moment forward, we'll slow down to spend more time with you. Slow down to spend more time. Slow down to spend more time. Gracias, Padre. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Gracias, gracias, gracias.